and then this is my little seedlings I'm growing, and I just wrote, I might be a hit. Cucumbers. These are gonna be cucumbers.
This is what you're doing.
This is in my back area, my house.
Wow.
I can't put them outside because the lady upstairs is crazy and I think she'll pee them. Or like pour bleach, she'll kill them. She'll do something. I can't trust her.
Golf J's press report.
Mm. I'm a hipster, is that word? Goat yoga and
I could do that.
We all love goats, right?
I'd be a little nervous about
What's the worst that happened? Goat shits on you?
Yes.
No, big deal.
No, it's a big deal.
No, it's so big.
It's huge. Yeah, in the Pioneer era, where's the soap?
You gotta go to the soap house and build your own soap. Pioneer is whatever. They're little baby goats. They're cute.
It depends on how much it costs.
I don't know how much it costs. I don't even know how much regular goat.
No idea. I could find out though.
Yeah, we could all find out on Google.
No, I have a friend whose wife was like a yoga studio owner, like that's her job.
Text her right now. We could get her answer before the.
No, that's okay.
Ask if she has goats
at her yoga studio.
No.
We ready to get going?
Do your show. Go for it.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude. Your comic book and pop culture podcast. If you've been listening so far to the last minute and 55 seconds, you hear the returning, I'm just going to say, like, regular guest of the show from now on. You're not a guest. You're not. It's like, you're just part of the show.
Am I a co-host?
You can be a co-host. If you Martin, Dap
J. I
want
to be a co-host.
You could be a officially knighted co-host. Nice. Tell them who you are.
The hipster Shane Heron.
The hipster and sheriff Shane Heron. And now the vegan.
Not a vegan yet. I'm getting there.
When I was talking to Sam Noir the other day, the first thing we were eating dinner, he goes, so I was seeing Shane yesterday. I stayed over at his house. And that guy's actually turning into a vegan. I thought he was messing with me, but it's real. I could not believe it.
Yeah, people never take me seriously. I think everyone thinks I'm just making fun of stuff.
So what made the change made you want to do it now?
It's the dog. Getting the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
I feel for animals now. I'm a bleeding heart for animals now. Actually, no. Not this past fall, or this past winter, but the one before I got the dog, we went to that Royal Winter Fair downtown. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
At like the exhibition place, they have this Royal Winter Fair, and it's like a big country thing. And they had these, like, they bring in like all these like cows and everything like that, and it's like a big country winter fair type thing. But I was like, I started feeling really bad for the cows because they make them like, they're so big, they're like so full of fucking like steroids. Can I even swear on this?
You've already done it times.
Oh, I did. Okay. But yeah, they're just so pumped full of steroids and hormones. That, like, they're the biggest things you ever, like, these cows
You're gonna
are...
make her cry.
The cows are, like, this wide. Like, this is my head. This is the cow's belly. Like, it's so big. So, I don't know. And then they have these, like, show cows, and they all look really nice. But then you go in the back, and, like, they're primping them and, like, vacuuming them and putting, like, little paste on them to make their fur the right way. And then they bring them, like, as show cows in front of these people. And I was like, they're going to kill all these beautiful giant animals to make meat. And then so I started, that's when I started going pescatarian.
I was a pescatarian for about, Eric, how would you say? Two years?
No, not quite. Maybe 2 months.
Well, shut up. No.
It wasn't 2 years.
You go on with your story and then I'm going to tell you what happened.
I did pescatarian for a while because my thing was, so I've fished, I've caught fish, I've gutted my own fish. I can kill a fish. For some reason, I don't feel as bad for fish.
I don't think they have pain receptacles.
That's what people say, but putting a knife and cutting someone's body open can't feel good. Well, I don't know. My thing is that I don't think I could look a cow, a chicken. Even chickens are ugly. I still don't think I could, like, cut its head off. Pigs, they're so cute. I couldn't do it.
Have you seen the baby piglet?
Yeah.
I've seen one on the bus
before. My Instagram feed is filled with them.
I'm like, it's just all animals, and I'm like a bleeding heart now. And then after that, I got my dog, and that's when I started feeling bad for like just all animals. So my entire Instagram feed is just like animal farm sanctuaries and baby animals and vegan stuff and dogs that are being like just mistreated and stuff and like all that stuff.
Can you actually handle that?
No.
It's hard.
But it's a good reminder. Like, that's why I'm like, I need to go vegan, because also, like, I mean, it's good for, like, for your health, because, like, we ate way too much meat as a society, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I don't really like animals dying. And it's also just not sustainable for, like, how much meat we eat and how many animals are being, like, factory farming is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know. So I have, like, I saved actually a folder on my Instagram thing where it's, like, there's, like, vegan recipes, and there's another one that's, like, horrible vegan stuff that, like, reminds me of, like, oh, yeah, don't eat bacon because, like, look at how this pig lives his life. So it's, like, horrible stuff.
This is, like, the most depressing podcast episode you've ever done.
Well, I don't know. So, yeah.
It's informative, though.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's educational. It's bringing awareness to the public.
This is the thing. Yeah. So I'm going to be, like, an atheist and a guy who owns a rescue dog and a vegan, I'm gonna be like a really bad joke. And like, what's that? And then it's like, how do you know if someone's an atheist or a vegan or whatever? It's like, don't worry, they'll tell you. It's like basically that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like, I feel about, it's like when I talk about my dog and I don't brag like, oh, she's a rescue dog, because I want to be like, look at me, I rescued a dog. But I think if you talk about it more and it's more socially acceptable, then there's less stigma about it. And more people will feel like, oh, let's not go to a puppy mill. Let's get a rescue dog, because there's a million good dogs that you don't... You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
You've spoken her language like from the time you said, I bleed for animals.
As soon as I got my dog, I was like, now I need like a farm and I need a million animals. I need a sanctuary.
I've been saying this.
All right. We'll make it happen.
Let them know who they're listening to. You haven't introduced yourself yet.
This is Lady J.
Matter of fact.
Right. We'll work on it. We'll get a farm.
The Shane and Daff Animal Sanctuary.
The Bleeding Hearts.
There it is.
Yeah.
Tail waggers.
So apparently caring about animals makes you a hipster. And growing your own basil.
Being an indie comic creator,
yeah,
makes you a hipster too, no?
Does it?
Well, if you're like, in a way, when you're like an indie type of person, everything's gotta be independent.
I just always thought I was like too fat to be a hipster. They're always wearing like skinny jeans and stuff. Like,
that's
just probably fat hipsters.
I thought a hipster meant you had to have like arm handle mustache.
Yeah. Oh, you don't
or
have
very,
to.
And
very
suspenders.
Full beard. You see, you're looking at dress code.
But I'm just... the beard's not for style. It's just to cover my ugly face. Like, it's really hideous under here, so I need like...
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the picture without the beard. You're fine. Mm-mm. The one. I don't know why it's on the internet, but...
I look like a sea turtle when I don't have a beard. Like, my chin. It's like, oh, my God. My chin is so small all of a sudden.
I got a bad chin.
Trust me.
So what's going on, guys, other than changing our diets and... rescuing animals. I mean, that's big. That's nice.
A huge thing.
What's new and exciting in everybody's life? Shane, since the last time you've been on the show, which was like 3 episodes ago, maybe?
Well, no, I feel like I haven't been on... This is... For the people listening, this is why I'm here today, because I've missed out on the last few episodes I was supposed to be on, and I end up yelling at my podcast that I'm listening to, because I want to chime in. So this is me, like, chiming in.
Getting the last word.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the Cave of Solitude, perhaps you also listen to the Fastball Special. And if you don't listen to the Fastball Special, download it on iTunes. But we did an episode recently where me and Daff J were featured on what was the Hidden Gems, where we talked about some of our guilty pleasure movies. And Shane was the one who organized that episode, and he never showed up. So that's why he brings up the fact that there's episodes he's definitely supposed to be on because he orchestrated
them. And I was supposed to meet you and Sam Noir, and I couldn't make it that day, too.
That's right.
So
that's right. Are you enjoying both of the shows that you're supposed to be on, but you're not?
Yeah, I listened to all of it.
Even the 2-hour Avengers talk.
Yeah, I literally downloaded it. Like, the second you put it up, I listened to it immediately because I'm usually up really late, and it, like, shows up at, like, 3 a.m. And I was taking my dog to the park.
And I was like, oh my God, they talked about Avengers for 2 hours. And then I listened to all of it.
I've had some people actually say, hey, good job on the Avengers episode. I'm like, you listened to all of it?
Yeah. Did you show Daff the chart that I showed you that someone made? Because you guys were confused about which exact movies there were. Someone laid out a whole chart of like all the things.
Yeah, he did show me.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe there's been 18.
I've barely seen any of them, and I remember listening to the episode with you guys. And I'm like, there's 18. Why don't they know it? They watch them. Why do I know this? I know about stuff.
Which ones have you watched?
I don't know. Because some of them I've only seen parts, and I just didn't watch the rest or something like that. I don't know.
Because you lost interest, or you just figured
it was just on. It was on at someone's house, and I was kind of paying attention or something. I don't know. I've seen like a bunch of. I think the first two Thors, which feel like the exact same movie.
They're closely...
The two Avengers movies, the first two, are like the exact same movie. They feel like literally the same thing.
Wait. Okay, Avengers, the second one is what?
Age of Ultron. One?
No.
It's like the same thing. Isn't the bad guy in the first Avengers Loki?
Yeah.
It's the same movie. No. So the plot points are the exact same.
It's really not
though. All of these movies, the plot points are the exact same. All of them. They all feel like the same movie. I've seen Winter Soldier.
Did you like it?
I liked the action stuff. When there was no action happening, it was really boring. Like when really boring. I saw the first Captain America, and I liked when he was Captain America, but it took too long for him to actually become Captain America.
Yeah.
It's like a good hour before he's the real... he's wearing that like fake phony like mascot suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took too long. But when he is Captain America, it's cool.
Yeah.
What else? That's it. I've seen some Iron Man stuff. I don't know.
Iron Man's are... The first one is good because it's, like, showing what they could do. But the second two Iron Man are kind of inconsequential to me as far as, like, the whole MCU.
I don't care about any of it.
I think you would really like Guardians. I maintain that.
Everyone keeps telling me that, but I don't want to watch it.
Why?
I'm just not interested.
I don't know. When I watched, I'm like, I could see Shane really loving this movie.
I probably would.
Based
the thing
on
is, like,
humor.
I don't like doing stuff, but when I do it, I usually like it. So if I watch it, I probably like it, but I just don't see myself sitting down and watching it.
I was going to have it playing when you came, and you just have to sit and watch it.
Yeah, you should have did that. Instead, we watched a Ric Flair documentary.
Which was actually pretty cool. I like that stuff.
A little too long, didn't it?
Half hour too long.
Every documentary goes on half an hour too long. Every documentary. You think they're wrapping it up,
you know,
and
what?
Then it just keeps going.
As I was washing the dishes, I thought to myself, I understand why they did what they did with showing his son.
Why?
Because they ended up showing eventually what his legacy was at the end.
Yeah, and they showed that his daughter was like the bright spot in that she did.
Right, but it would have been his son, but in turn ended up being the daughter because of what happened to the son.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, but
that's
I was
the
like,
30 minutes.
I know, but I'm like, okay, here's his retirement match. It's wrapping up, and then you're like, oh, it's still going.
I think that's the...
Every documentary is like that.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And every legend of whatever sport... they're in, you're always like, oh, they stayed just a little too long. Like,
yeah.
Michael Jordan shouldn't have come back to play on the Wizards.
Yeah, everyone. And you know why? Because these guys are really good at what they do, and they don't really know how to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan tried to play baseball because he thought he was like, I'm the best basketball player. I'll be a really mediocre baseball player.
I think, you know what? I think there's a bigger... I mean, for him to go play baseball... He was a good baseball player in college, but I think one day we'll find out that it was the NBA getting him away from a scandal. That's what I think he went to play baseball
maybe,
for. I think it was a gambling scandal.
Yeah, but it just in general, pro athletes are generally guys that are not really good at anything else. Like, that's their whole life, and their career usually ends at 40. They still got a lot of years left where they don't know what to do, right? Look at any MMA or boxing fighter.
Become analysts.
But, like, a lot of them, guys like Chuck Liddell, who aren't good at talking, they literally just punch guys for their whole life. Now they're 39, and they keep getting knocked out, and they're like, I don't know what else to do. So, yeah, everyone goes on too long. I understand why, I guess. No one wants to give up. They're in the spotlight for them. It's hard to walk away from that, I guess.
Yeah. And they don't manage their money well, unfortunately.
A lot of them don't, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you think of a person who's been at the top of the... ladder, like a Ric Flair, for him to have to still go at 65. It's like,
well, also wrestlers in those days didn't make the money they make today too, right? Like they made money, especially the top guys, but a lot of them, like, that's why you see them at Niagara Comic Con, Ted DiBiase, because he didn't make a lot of money in those
he
days.
He wasn't
right?
really the $1 million man.
He was not.
He was just pretending to be Vince McMahon.
Yeah. And yeah,
probably
and again,
didn't know how to manage his money though. I think that's
yeah,
the other thing, right?
A lot
they
of
just
them
splurge
don't.
Their money because they probably figured they were in this thing for the long haul. But hello, there's only so many kicks to the
well,
head.
Well, they probably
you can
didn't
take.
Think that far ahead. They were probably just like, "Here's a bunch of money. Let's
mm-hmm.
go have some fun and live
yeah.
life."
And they're from what I hear, the paydays that they would get were very much based on their performance. Like they show up for work. If you work in the ring, you'll get paid this much money.
Yeah.
If you are good enough where we can use you at a pay-per-view show, you'll get paid like
so
this
would
much.
They get paid less if they lost a match?
No, there's nothing to do with wins or losses because those are determined. It's more
of how much money they would generate.
Yeah, so like if you were
how many seats they fill
Andre the Giant losing to Hulk Hogan, you would still make a ton of money because people came to see you lose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're the attraction.
But those are, like, Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan are anomalies. They're the biggest name guys.
Yeah, because they're more of an attraction.
Do you know how many
to...
of those guys were not big draws that
no.
put their bodies through the same stuff but didn't really make a lot of money out of it,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Well, I think the NFL now, they have, like, courses where they make the guys take them and, like, learn to how to manage their money and stuff like that. Because, like, a lot of these guys, especially fighters, boxers... a lot of pro athletes, they come from, like, the hood and from nothing, right? So, like, well, yeah, what do they know about managing money? You give some 21-year-old kid $3 million. You can't expect him to plan for his future properly, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Hmm. Eric?
Yes?
Can I get some of that stuff?
What's that?
On the side?
The stuff.
The stuff that you're going to put in the coffee, can I get it by itself?
Why don't I want to say it?
Making it sound like I'm putting something very questionable.
Cough syrup? You got the cough syrup?
The scissor?
You got the scissor?
No, the creamy stuff. Yeah, that stuff.
Are you not saying it because Bailey's didn't sponsor this episode so they don't get a plug?
There's no... This isn't real Bailey's. This is a cheap version.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the cheap version?
What is it? It's Irish cream.
It's Irish cream. It's just not Bailey's.
But what's the name? What is it called?
Casey's.
O'Casey's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever.
Like O'Reilly's, but not really.
Yeah.
That's such a bad example.
Like Irish, but
yeah,
different.
That's what I meant to say.
Like Scottish,
yeah,
not Irish.
I don't really love Bailey's that much. It's too creamy. You can't even get, like, drunk off of it.
But that's why you're putting it in coffee, right?
You know what's good in coffee? There's, like, a splash of soy milk.
And we're back to the hipster.
Or almond milk or coconut milk.
Yeah.
That's what
I've
you
been,
do.
That's been a hard part about trying to go like animal free is I just like a little splash of milk or cream in my coffee, just a little.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've tried almond milk, cashew, soy. There's like nothing.
Coconut.
Not cutting
coconut's
it?
Good.
It doesn't work as well. I've tried it.
What about a combination of coconut and almond?
That's good.
What about just drinking it black and be a real man?
You could do that, too.
That's what I started doing. I was like, forget it. I'm a man. I drink black coffee.
It depends. If it's at home, maybe. Outside,
yeah.
I can't do black. I need something in it.
Yeah, I don't know why I need it, but
yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. We don't need cow
good
milk.
For you. High five on that whole eating clean thing. I like
trying.
It. It's good. Good for you.
Well, as you two are making best friends...
I'm not there yet. I still love chicken wings.
Yes, chicken wings are the best.
They're so
good. But you found a place.
Hogtown Vegan.
Uh-huh.
Their wings are so good.
So wait a minute. What is the wing? Is it like a cauliflower wing?
No. It's not one of those. It's made of like tofu or tempeh or something like that. But it literally like looks like a chicken wing. Without a bone in it. And it's covered in like buffalo sauce. They're so good. I ordered 5 because that was my appetizer, and I had like a meatless Reuben. But then they were so good, I ordered 5 more because they're so good.
I'm down for that. I could do that.
I'll show you a picture. Take us.
Let's go.
I would do it.
Hogtown Vegan.
If I can find like the thing is, we don't really eat the red meat around here.
The red meat. Everything
yeah.
is the.
Put the article in front of it.
A because I don't know how
here,
to.
Here, that's the.
I wouldn't have even known.
They're so good.
Can't tell.
They're so good.
What is this, downtown?
Yeah, Dufferin and Bloor, and then they just opened one in college. But yeah, the Dufferin and Bloor one I've been to a bunch of times. Good. I don't know. Hogtown Vegan. There's also a place called Doomies, and there's one called Mythology, the same owners. They're like, it's in Parkdale, and which they're starting to call Vegandale now because they're opening a bunch of vegan restaurants there.
No.
But Mythology and so Doomies has a vegan Big Mac, and it's so good.
Is it an actual?
They don't. It's not on the menu as like a Big Mac. It's like an off menu item. You have to ask for it.
Uh-huh.
But it's bigger than a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like meatless. And the sauce, like, there's no, like, eggs or anything in the sauce, but it's, like, Thousand Island-type dressing. It tastes as good as a Big Mac. It's really good.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's so good. Me, Sam, Noir, and Rick, we made Ricky go down there and eat vegan. And he was like, what is this? Why are we eating vegan? But then we ate it, and they were great.
He liked it?
Yeah.
He was happy?
He ate it all.
I'm down.
You guys are making me.
I went pescatarian when we went through, we did a road trip to Florida. And I saw some roadkill on the road.
Yeah.
And I cried. Like, I was driving, and then he fell asleep, and I'm like, here we go.
That's the first time you saw a roadkill?
No, I've seen it. So, once I saw a pickup truck with, like, hooves at the back of the thing. I'm like, you guys are animals.
Yeah.
You are the animals that killed the animals. And then I saw this thing, and I'm like, this is terrible that we're taking the habitat of these animals.
The inhabitants of the habitat?
Yeah.
And I was like, we're terrible. We shouldn't even be here.
I also noticed in the States, they don't seem to clean the roadkill up as fast as in
no.
Canada.
No.
And every time, I'm saying this now, every time we see some kind of roadkill on the road, I have the number to the cleanup crew.
Oh,
I will call every time, and I say,
this is what's
happening. This is the intersection. Come and get them. And they're like, thank you for the call. Someone will be there right away.
I'm going to send you this video I found. I saw it a few years ago. It's I think a Vice article or video. It's about 20 minutes long. It's about this, I think he's English or Scottish or something. This guy that eats roadkill. And it's so gross, but I remember watching, being like, I'm gonna, like, it was like a headline, the man who eats roadkill, and I was like, I'll watch that for like a minute, and I couldn't turn it off. It was like 20 minutes of this very interesting man that people call him, and they go like, I saw a dead possum, and then he drives out there with the camera crew, and he like assesses how long it's been dead, and whether he can, and he like freezes stuff. And
so
then,
as to not let their death be in vain?
No, he's just like,
just...
it's free meat. Like,
oh,
and then he like eats.
You don't have to send that to me, that's fine.
Because you gotta watch it. Because at first you're like, that sounds kind of weird and gross. But he's like this eerie yet sort of cute and interesting man. And then he gets into like this whole story about he'd like questioned his, I think it's in like Scotland or something like that, or Ireland. I can't remember his accent exactly, but he questioned his like the religion, and he was like excommunicated, and his like wife left him, and like all this crazy stuff. And it's like all this crazy story in this guy who eats roadkill. And then you see him like go through his freezer, and he's got like this little like bird. He's like, that's a weird little bird. And like he's got all these dead animals. And then at the end of the video, he makes, I think at the beginning they call him about a dead possum. And then at the end of the video, he eats a possum head, like, from the roadkill. And he's, like, slurping up its brains and stuff.
This is the weirdest conversation.
I'm going to send you the video. You have to, like, just watch a minute of it.
No.
And
no, I won't.
Watch a minute.
No.
You won't watch a minute?
No.
You won't be able to turn it off. It's very intriguing.
I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Google it, people. I think it's
don't.
A Vice article or video, and it's
don't Google it.
Called The Man Who Eats Roadkill.
It's not necessary.
And they ask him because he has pet cats, and they're like, would you ever eat your cats? He's like, no, I would never do that. It's like,
that's like cannibalism,
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Would you ever eat Riley?
No. But I wouldn't eat roadkill either.
Are you going to change the subject?
I'm trying to change the subject. You guys won't stop talking
about
saving
the animals. What do you
want to
talk about? Comic books?
No, I don't want to talk about comic books. I want to go back.
Let's talk about slaughterhouses.
No, I want to go back to talking about the hidden gems that Shane didn't. That Shane
no,
didn't
no,
because
I'm
going
to save mine for later. We're not going to talk.
I don't
want to.
I don't want to get your hidden gems.
Oh, okay.
What I want to do
I've added
as
more.
You two, as you two are making best friends over your love of animals and everything.
Oh, you want
like,
us to fight over Three Musketeers?
I want to address the elephant in the room. Because on that episode, Daph J talked about how great of a movie Three Musketeers in 1993, starring Chris O'Donnell.
Garbage.
And
Charlie Sheen.
And Tim Curry.
And Chris, no, what was his name? Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt, who's the shining light in that movie.
The shining, of course. Whereas Shane, as he listened to the episode, texted me immediately and said, "Yo, Three Musketeers sucks."
It does suck.
And for the last week, you guys have been battling.
All that conversation, we just saved it for this episode, actually.
Should have.
Three Musketeers is Disney trying to capitalize on the success of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
Yes, it's a full-out lie.
What's the box office number? Let's talk box office numbers, remember?
Yeah.
Prince of Thieves made $390 million.
Yeah, how many people were disappointed by the outcome of that movie.
You don't like Prince of Thieves?
It's terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
No, it's an awful movie.
Why?
It's
because of the witch?
What? The witch is psychotic. Women's violation. There's a rape scene in it, almost.
Isn't there almost a rape scene in Three Musketeers?
He literally pries her legs apart.
No, he didn't rape her. He just caught her naked and he put he draped her with something as she was coming out of the tub, thinking that she was with her, like, maiden person. But it wasn't, it was creepy, but it wasn't full out camera angle, almost caught a vagina spot. It really did. He's laughing because it's true.
Tim Curry is he the cardinal in it?
Yes.
Is that what he is?
Yes.
I love Tim Curry. I think he's great. He's actually on one of my other hidden gems. He's a really good character. We'll deal with that later.
Home Alone 2?
No. You won't guess it because it's a hidden gem.
Like Rocky Five.
Nobody likes Rocky Five. It is a good hidden gem. No one takes it seriously.
There's no dialogue in Rocky Five.
Right? There's no dialogue.
He dies.
That's Rocky Four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one's Rocky Five?
Rocky Five is when he gets poor and he trains Tommy Gunn.
Oh, that's so terrible!
Great movie.
Oh, that's terrible!
Listen, let's not talk about Rocky Five because we've done that already. The only problem with Rocky Five is that it doesn't end in a ring. If it ends in a ring, fans are happy. It ends in a street fight, so people are pissed. People are stupid.
That's a valid point. I think that's valid.
Anyways, Robin Hood is really good. Tim Curry as the Cardinal is terrible. And I think he's a great actor. Terrible.
How?
And he has nothing on Alan Rickman's Sheriff of Nottingham. He's
true.
So good.
Alan Rickman's like that.
Alan Rickman's amazing in it.
Yeah, he makes you.
He is a top villain. I will give you that.
I was telling Eric that, oh my god, the scene where it's Robin Hood's dad goes out to confront the sheriff and all those guys, and they're basically like, the Ku Klux Klan waiting for him outside. That scene's so good.
I remember that scene because I hardly ever watched.
He's writing the letter.
Because
yeah,
it's that bad.
That was a frightening
scene.
It's
good.
What was he part of in that movie? The Sheriff of Nottingham. Were they like a cabal, like a secret society that he was a part of?
Something like that. Like his mom was the witch, and so yeah.
Was that his mother?
Yeah, that's his mother.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know.
I don't
know if
they actually say it in it, but for some reason I know it's his mom.
Sorry, say that again. The witch.
The witch is the sheriff's mother. Maybe he calls her mother or something like that when he goes. She's gross though, eh?
Oh,
she's psychotic.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? Having a villain that you hate? That's you're supposed to hate your antagonists.
Tim Curry, the Cardinal, was someone you hated.
No, you don't even hate him. You're just like, I don't even care about this. Like,
that's
it's so bland.
Not true at
it's
all.
It's literally like Disney went like, oh, okay, Robin Hood was a big hit. What else we got here? Okay, let's do Three Musketeers. That's similar. Let's do Tim Curry as the bad guy.
Hater.
What 80s washed-up actors can we still afford right now? Oh, we'll get Charlie Sheen. He's still sort of relevant. Kiefer Sutherland's kind of still relevant.
What?
Yeah, at the time, 93, no. Kiefer and Charlie Sheen were not, like, relevant. They were just washed up from the 80s.
But they just kind of showed up in the 80s. They weren't really washed up yet.
But they weren't, like, Kiefer did, like, Lost Boys. They were both in Young Guns. But, like, by 93, you're talking, like, we're talking, like, Charlie Sheen Hot Shots Charlie Sheen. Like, he's not the guy from the 80s that was, like, you know, what's it, the movie that he had, Platoon? Like, he was, like, this up-and-coming guy. He was, like, kind of, like...
No, he was
I'm sure
major
Disney,
leagues.
Yeah,
Charlie
I'm sure
Sheen.
Disney got him for a decent price for Three Musketeers.
It was an excellent story.
Well, I got Eric the Roger Ebert review of the movie, which I agreed with, and then the Robin Hood review, he wasn't very nice to Robin Hood either, but...
Yeah, I found that review, by the way.
Yeah, but everything he points out about Robin Hood that's bad is the reason it's so good. It really is. Like, the whole review of, like, Roger Ebert's whole review of Robin Hood, like, it's like he can't get over the fact that it's not for children, that it's like an adult version.
It was dark and dingy and violent and unnecessarily...
Well, what's wrong with that? Why is... that's their version of Robin Hood that they're doing. They're not doing a kid's movie. It's not the Disney version.
I think you guys are both right and wrong. Because both movies are enjoyable.
Yes. Okay. No, not Three Musketeers.
I enjoy really both is, movies.
It's an adventure-packed, like, caped heroine.
It made like $50 million. That's how good it is. No one cares.
But both of those movies were critically panned. Costner got awarded or nominated for Worst Actor. Christian Slater got nominated for Worst Actor. But on the flip side,
Chris O'Donnell got nominated for the Razzies or Raspberry Awards.
Yeah, the Raspberry Awards, right? They all got nominated. Both those movies were Worst Actors.
At least there was recognition.
But on the flip side, Alan Rickman was celebrated for his performance.
Yes.
And it won an Oscar for the soundtrack, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Right? So there's...
Are you done?
No.
Even Three Musketeers, their soundtrack is like, let's try and do that same Bryan Adams thing. Let's bring in, like... Let's bring in, like, Rod Stewart.
Wasn't
Bryan
Adams on that song?
Yeah, yeah, they all are. But it's... I remember reading, like, some magazine, like one of those Maxim magazines back in the day. And they basically voted that song like one of the worst songs of all time.
It's a great song.
It's okay.
It brings
It's not
it brings
as good as
together.
Everything I Do,
no,
I Do
no,
It For
it's
You.
Not
that's
as good
the
as
song.
That. And that's true.
Okay.
It's true.
You know what? What team are you on, really?
What I just said was...
Just look at the videos,
I agree
too.
With both of you, and I disagree with both of you, because I don't think neither are as good as you guys are making them out to be.
we're polishing turds here.
But they're neither as bad as you guys are
but
making
the
them
Robin
out
Hood
to be.
Bryan Adams video, the song is good, the video is amazing. Watch the video for the All For One. It's terrible. It's like... Rod Stewart shows up and Bryan Adams, the singer, there, and he's just kind of like, they're not saying these words, but he's like looking around like, what is this? Oh, we're all going to sing together? Okay. And like, they're like pretending to pal around and stuff like that. And it's so stupid. And I love Rod Stewart, I love Sting, and I love Bryan Adams, but that song stinks.
No, it doesn't, though.
It's terrible.
It does. That's your opinion.
That's them. It's literally them being like, how can we make another Robin Hood? And then it's this misguided attempt and it stinks.
I disagree.
No, you're
right. I highly disagree.
And when you were describing it on the Hidden Gems episode, literally the plot you were describing for The Three Musketeers is Robin Hood.
No.
Or Princess Bride. It's the same thing. You're literally like, here's a worse version of those two movies.
Okay. To settle the score... Princess Bride or Robin Hood?
Princess Bride's better.
Princess Bride or Three Musketeers?
Musketeers, man.
Oh, see, that's
where you're...
What do you mean?
You
how?
You have to go to
how?
Bed
because
now.
Because I didn't answer the way you wanted me to?
No, but
it's your opinion,
but
it's wrong. You are a sucker.
No.
You're biting into the Three Musketeers. And you know what my biggest problem
don't
about Three Musketeers?
No, don't tell me because I have an answer.
No, I know, but it's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
Not just that movie, every Three Musketeers story, there's always four guys. There's this D'Artagnan
because
whatever.
D'Artagnan was on his way to France to become a musketeer like his father.
Call
but
it the
time,
Four Musketeers.
But it was revolving around the Three Musketeers that remained loyal to country and king. So it was revolving around their story.
Like Robin
and
Hood.
Only then... And only when the musketeers were be able to, you know, the whole thing came together, only then was D'Artagnan able to become a part of that.
There's always four. There's always this guy. Call the goddamn movie Four Musketeers. Call it the Four Musketeers.
But he's not a musketeer until the very end of the movie.
Call it the Four Musketeers.
It's,
or
but
have
he's
three
not
guys.
A musketeer, though.
How about Man in the Iron Mask?
I never saw it. It looks good.
Yeah, you've watched that, right?
You made me watch it. I don't remember.
I like that, if I'm going to choose a Three Musketeers.
Who's the
story.
Bad guy? Like Jeremy Irons?
No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, the bad guy.
In the Man in the
Iron
Mask?
Leonardo DiCaprio,
there
was a twin.
Is he the protagonist? Oh.
No, he's the bad guy.
There was the twin, right?
Yeah.
He was a bad twin.
Spoiler alert.
But it's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's probably better than the Three Musketeers.
And the Three Musketeers have capes. Real heroes have capes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And, like, when you're watching Three Musketeers, at any point, like, it's supposed to be, what, France or Spain?
It's France.
Like, at any point, do you believe this is France?
Yes.
You're like, this is a set. This
There's
is terrible.
There's horses and hay.
When you watch Robin Hood, you're like, this is England.
No.
This is the Sherwood Forest. This is a real thing. This
no.
is, yeah.
No. I disagree.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
There's...
Write in and cast your votes as to which movie is better or worse, Robin Hood or The Three Musketeers.
The only really bad thing about Robin Hood is that Kevin Costner is the only one without a British accent.
That's
you know,
the
you know
only
this,
thing?
Well, and Christian Slater's accent comes and goes throughout the movie. But do you know about, like, Kevin Costner? He worked with a speech coach for months to get his British accent down.
And then said, F it, I'm
yeah.
just going to do the...
yeah.
just going to go
why,
American
that's
all
why
out.
He's just talking like he's from, like the Midwest.
So the movie that I'm
See,
suggesting...
and my boys just said, we're just keeping what we are. We are not
no,
trying
know,
to pretend.
No, I know, but it's not as good.
It's a good movie.
It's
fun.
Really not.
The humor is there. There's action. There's drama. There's love conquest.
How do you like that, but you don't like Princess Bride? Because you're a contrarian.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Three Musketeers. That's why you like it.
Princess Bride is very sappy.
Princess Bride is universally loved.
By saps.
You're a contrarian.
Says the guy who will not watch Marvel movies.
Have you seen The Three Musketeers to know?
Not since I was a kid. I remember seeing it and being like, this is so bad,
I
never want to see it.
I think you should rewatch it and never. Let it.
I'll watch some clips on YouTube.
No, that's not the same thing.
No, it is. Did he tell you how I'm watching Sopranos?
No. How do you get the full context of storytelling?
So this is what I've been doing. You don't need the full context. Overrated.
But you're an artist.
Yeah, whatever.
How do you do that? How do you?
So, because I love like Casino and Goodfellas and stuff like that, I guess I watched a few clips on YouTube. So YouTube started suggesting Sopranos. Which
Have you seen Goodfellas?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's great.
Yeah.
I like Casino better though.
Why?
I don't know. I like it better.
Okay.
I don't know. But YouTube started just suggesting Sopranos, which I've never watched.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just watching random clips. And then, like, they'll be like, oh, the death of whatever. Ooh, some guy named Silvio or something like that. And then I'll Google the episode and read what happens in that episode so that the scene makes sense. So I'm just watching, like, sporadic random scenes of the Sopranos. Whatever YouTube suggests, I just watch it.
I'm confused.
So he watches the...
I know what he said. I'm just trying to understand how he can...
Because I don't want to watch the whole thing. I'll just watch whatever, like... Anything that's on YouTube
time.
Is usually a good scene, right? They're like...
Not always. It depends on how many viewers it
yeah,
has.
Yeah, but if it's not, it's like 2 minutes long. Who cares? You don't waste that much time.
It's still 2 minutes of your day.
Yeah, two minutes
per viewing...
Yeah.
...of clips.
I'm watching, like, 5 clips. 10 minutes a day. Nothing.
That's a lot of time.
It's not watching, like, how many seasons was there? 9 or something like that of Sopranos? I can't watch that. That's crazy talk.
You guys are hilarious.
I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, I wanted to talk about, on the Hidden Gems thing, you guys were talking about how when I went to see Mad Max, that I went to the bathroom and I Googled it.
Yes, is that not true?
Yeah, it is. But I want to give you some context to that story.
Please.
I was in a bad mood. And some girl I was dating, I like got in a fight with her or something like that. This is a while ago, when Mad Max Fury Road came out. So my other friends were like, we're going to see Mad Max. You want to come? And I just wanted to do anything else. So I was like, yeah, I'll meet you at the theater. And then so we went in. They bought the ticket ahead of time for me. So I got there. And as we're going in, they're like, do you have your glasses? And I was like, my sunglasses? Like what? But it was they bought me 3D, which I hate 3D. So then I had to watch this stupid movie in 3D. And they're like, you guys saw Mad Max Fury Road?
Started to, but didn't finish it.
Well, especially in 3D, like, it's at the beginning, like, where he's, like, trying to get out of that little thing, and all these guys are chasing him, and they're, like, he's all chained up, and he has that face mask thing on him. It's, like, so weird and claustrophobic, and I was, like, watching this in 3D, and I was, like, I was hating it. So then I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom. I read what happens in the movie, so I had no more surprises. And then I went back and I watched the rest and I just fell asleep for half of it.
Okay, but you weren't invested in this movie.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I just want to see because you were like, he's wasting money. Why is he doing that? But I didn't go to be like, I need to see this movie.
So,
I just,
A, you were in a bad mood, and two, you just didn't care.
Yeah.
You just need to get out.
That's still...
But I don't like to be anxious, so if I read on Wikipedia what happens, then I know, like, okay, this part is going to be okay, you know?
But you
like,
don't enjoy the thrill aspect
No, I don't
of
like
movie?
The thrill. I don't like thrills.
Why?
Because I don't like to be thrilled.
What is this? Oh, it's my dog. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is this. So right. What are you doing on a roller coaster? Or do you not care for the drop?
No, I like roller coasters. I don't like waiting in line, so I don't go to them.
Because
You can't go on a roller coaster without waiting in a line for like half an hour.
Depends on how hot it's been.
Yeah, I just don't go because I'm an adult.
What do you do for fun?
I water my basil.
And take out Riley at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Is this not scary to you?
Why was that scary?
I don't know. 2 in the morning. Isn't that when the freaks come out?
Nobody's out. It's amazing. It's worse during the day. There's so many people, and I hate them all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Walk down Yonge Street at 2:30 a.m. There's nobody.
Really, though?
Nobody. And if there is, they're, like, kind of crazy, and they leave you alone.
But those are the crazies are the ones you want to avoid, no?
But they don't bother you. Do you know how many crazy people are during the day? Take the line one on the subway. Every time I get on, there's some crazy guy shouting at me.
That's true.
Yeah.
His dog.
But I don't think they care what time of day it is. They're crazy.
No, but there's
the time.
Less people out, so there's less crazies too.
I suppose.
Also, I'm not scared of crazy people. Most of them, the worst, they might ask you for money. Most of them want money or drugs, and if you look angry, they'll leave you alone. They won't bother you.
I don't have that look. I'm so
that's
charming.
That's why you're tucked in tight in your bed.
You look too approachable.
And he's got his dog. Him and his dog are going for.
But
a walk
I took like
morning.
So my friend Gabe, who's another comic book artist. Him and his dog and my dog are best friends because they're both jerks and they don't get along with other dogs. So we can't bring them to a dog park during the day because they might attack another dog or like it never goes great. So. We can't just let them run off leash. So we go to the dog park at 2:30 a.m. because we're the only ones there. And then they just run around like maniacs, and it's great. And also, two guys with two dogs, who's going to bother them in the middle of the night?
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And in the middle of the city, they probably think you guys are the psychos.
Yeah, so. If anything, people, would be scared of me.
So
but literally, like, there's never anyone on the street. It's the best.
I'd be terrified. I left...
I'd
Young,
be a little intimidated.
I left Young and Eglinton the other night at around 12, and I was just like, I gotta get home, I gotta get home, I gotta get home.
What's gonna happen?
I don't know. I you know what? When I was...
The scariest part is that you're not sleeping.
Don't say that story, because it really bothers me when
all
you
right.
tell the story.
I'll save it for after. I'll save it.
You wanna well, no, I want to know the story.
He got robbed.
You got robbed?
When I was a teenager in
they
high school.
They took his Eminem CD.
Oh, yeah.
And my CD player.
See, I never had any of that.
So something like it just makes me think that if it happened during the day, at nighttime there's even less.
Like gunpoint?
They
pretended to be. I wasn't there. If I was there, it probably would have ended differently. I think
you would have kicked.
I don't know. Like I grew up in Scarborough, which apparently is supposed to be so crazy and scary. And like I've never ever been scared. We live in like Toronto. It's not that scary.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's
like,
more in your mind.
Like I've been like Jane and Finch at like 2 a.m. and like there's like people are like there's weirdos out, but they just leave you alone.
True.
I feel like if you don't go looking for trouble, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you know what? In this day and age, you can be walking on the sidewalk and
the worst
thing
to do is
day and anything can happen to you.
Go to the entertainment district where I work, like King and Spadina, on a Saturday night. There's just a bunch of bro-y idiots that are all drunk. That's even scarier.
They're just obnoxious. They're not scary.
Yeah, but they might try to fight you.
Yeah,
you might get
like
if you're gonna look if you're looking for trouble, that's the best way to find it. Some drunk idiot trying to be tough. Crazy people leave you alone.
Guys are so funny.
I need to grow a beard.
Oh yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need. So, Shane, you said you had a couple of things that you wanted to address that you made a list of.
I think I already did the Three Musketeers, or
Three
is that
Musketeers?
On my list? I don't know.
You're wrong, by the way. But let's move on.
Let's move on.
I know, like it's just like your opinion, but your opinion is very wrong. No, we talked about Pioneer Village. I noted that on the way over here.
That's
I was like,
why.
I'd like to go to Pioneer Village. I don't know, vegan wings, we talked about that. You talked about me growing basil in the back of my area.
Yeah.
And my cucumbers are going to come in
oh
real nice.
Oh, boy. I got the intro to this.
What's
I
your
change
ethnicity
it.
For people to know and understand why the growing of the basil and the cucumbers?
Why do they have to know that?
Because I think it's educational.
Oh,
informative.
Okay.
Informative, yeah.
I'm Italian and my mom's Scottish.
So that makes sense.
The Italian part or the Scottish part?
Yeah,
the Italian part.
Yeah, we grew up always with like gardens. Even last year, my dad, like, he's getting older and his health's not great. So he was like, we're not going to do a garden. His cousin just came over and planted a garden for him. He just couldn't accept that he wasn't going
to
have a garden that year. So, yeah,
to
we have to have, like, tomato plants, cucumbers, lettuce, green onions, all that stuff.
So when you say you have a garden, what does that mean when you're in the city?
Oh, well, this is the first time I ever tried this. I'm just growing the seedlings right now.
Okay.
But I have cucumbers sprouting. My basil's flourishing right now. But I have, like, parsley, dill growing. I have some radicchio, some zucchini I've planted. But it's just, right now, I have a back area. We have a rooftop, but the lady who lives upstairs and me, she's kind of crazy, and I don't trust her to not pour bleach on my vegetables or something like that. Like, so right now I'm keeping it in it's like a back porch, but there's glass. So it's almost like a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when they grow bigger what I'm going to do.
Do you have a spiralizer?
What is that?
So you should get one. Google it.
Yeah.
And then with your zucchini.
Oh, it turns it into like pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's delicious.
It actually is really good.
I like it.
Yeah. This coming from the Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan
it was
of
acceptable
myself.
To him.
Yeah, it's good. If it's delicious, it's healthy. Why not? Can't really even tell the difference.
I know good Italian food, but I also will just eat anything. Like, I'm literally like my dog. You ever go to like a restaurant and they bring you your food and it's terrible? I just eat it anyway. It's like, I'm gonna
you're
send
not
it
one
back.
Of those that will complain about the service or the food quality?
No, I won't complain about service, but I'll tip poorly if the service is bad. I'll tip well if the service is average or good. Like, I'll tip
he
well.
Gets embarrassed if I tip poorly if the service is bad.
No, because
like,
you have to let them know that they did a bad job.
That's what I
because
say.
They're working off tips if they do, and I'm talking like really bad. Like, and it's not like when it's super busy and maybe it's not their fault, like they're overwhelmed. I'm talking about like it's dead and they're out smoking half the time and they never check on you. Give them a shitty tip, you know? But I will give I'll give really good tip on top of like good service or even average service because I work in the industry. But I never send food back. If it's terrible, I just eat it anyways.
I won't eat it and then they'll be like, can we get you something else? I'll be like, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's really bad, you could be like, oh, I didn't want it, and they'll take it off the bill, but I just eat it anyways. What am I going to do? Send it back, everyone else is eating, and then I'm sitting there not eating, and then my food comes back after, and they probably spit in it because I sent it back.
Well, that's why I say I don't want anything else, because I'm thinking they're going to do something to it.
Yeah.
I just rather like, nope, I'm not having anything.
I'll be like, this is horrible, and I just eat it all like a dog.
No,
I'll lick the bowl. So,
oh my gosh. You guys are hilarious.
So we're on the same wavelength, but not really.
You guys are on the same wavelength on
a lot of things.
Just not musketeers.
That's pretty much it. And you're both arguing with each other the exact same way. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
Well, you're wrong.
But really, you're wrong.
Okay.
If we surveyed people, like, most people don't even remember Three Musketeers.
That's
like,
not, you
exist.
Don't know that.
100%. Like, people wouldn't even know that was a movie. Like, they kind of know of it. But people remember Prince of Thieves.
For better
because
or for worse.
Because it was that bad.
Have you seen the... Because
it was such a disappointment.
Have you seen the... No, people like it. It's
no,
a good movie.
They don't. It's a scary... It's a horror movie. It falls
it's
in the...
Horror.
Yeah,
it's
horror.
Horror.
Yeah, no,
it's
it does fall in the horror
I like
category.
It. It's not a horror movie.
The,
it's just frightening.
Moments. I don't like horror. I get really scared. I'm not scared of that. Well, the part with the witch.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
You say you get scared in horror movies?
Yeah, I don't watch horror movies. I get really scared.
So which kind of horror movies don't you wear? Like, what's a horror
Robin
movie?
Robin Hood's not a horror movie. I don't like even thrillers. Yeah, I don't like being thrilled.
Really?
Yeah, they're too scary.
Because you actually get scared or you don't like the psychological...
No, I won't watch horror movies anymore. I'm still scared of, like, when I was a kid, I watched the first Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
No.
The first one is not Jason. It's Jason was the kid that died at the camp, and the first one is his mom coming back and killing all the counselors. And then there's a scene... Where at the end, she escapes in, like, a canoe, and she falls asleep from exhaustion. And then she has this dream about the, body of Jason, who drowned, like, jumps out of the water and grabs her. every time I'm in a boat, I feel like that body's gonna jump out of them. Like, I'm still so scared.
So wait a minute. If you're scared of these movies, how do you know the context of this movie? You watched it.
I watched it, but I won't watch new horror movies because I know I'll be scared.
Huh.
Yeah. I think the last one I watched was like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. And I'm like, apparently that's not even a good horror movie. It still scares me.
Do you like horror comics?
Kind of. I don't love them. I'll read them. When it's drawings, it's not as... it doesn't seem as real to me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've done some horror stuff. And when I'm creating it myself, it doesn't hit me. Like, I'm not scared of it. But, yeah, movies... I'm very...
Defend yourself, because I'm...
I'm very... I'm very, like, gullible. I get sucked into this world. Like, even if it's bad acting, I'm, like, right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a horror movie, even if it's a bad one, I'm like, oh, my God.
Do you think there's a distinction between horror movie and, like, monster movies?
What's a monster movie? Like, what do you mean? Like
Godzilla?
No, Godzilla, because any Godzilla
Jurassic
movie...
Jurassic Park.
No, because those are action movies. They're not horror.
It.
No, I won't watch it. One of my close friends was in the new It.
Really?
And I told her I can't watch it because it's too scary. I want to see it just to see her, but I can't do it.
Why? What's scary about it for you?
It looks scary.
But what?
Isn't it a clown that kills people
or
something?
For me, I don't like clowns. I can't handle clowns. There's no way I can handle a clown. What's your thing?
But she still feels she has to watch it.
Oh, I'm not
it.
Scared of clowns. I'm scared of what's the movie's about a guy killing kids or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to watch it.
So what did she do?
She plays a character called Judith or something like that. Did you see it?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what exactly, but I didn't watch it. So.
Is she a main character?
I think she's like has a decent role. I don't know. It's like a speaking part. I don't know.
A speaking part.
I'll show you. She has some... Did you see it? You watched it, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't watched it either? Why? You guys don't like horror movies?
No, I'm not a horror fan.
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm not alone.
I can't do...
She plays a character named Judith. I don't know. That was her first big, or I think her first actual role in a movie.
Have you seen Critters?
Oh, God.
No, I haven't seen Critters.
That's what you need to do.
But that's not a horror movie, right? That's
it
just
is
kinda,
a horror movie. Well,
is it scary or is it like Gremlins?
It's better than Gremlins.
There's no way it's better than Gremlins.
No.
It's probably the Three Musketeers compared to... Gremlins is Robin Hood and Critters is the Three Musketeers.
Whatever, man. It's good. It's fun.
I've said this story many, many times, and I'm going to say it again to you, just to give you context. You remember Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
The first one?
Yeah.
Raphael comes out of the theater?
Yeah.
With the trench coat, and he's
yeah.
like, where do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah.
He watched Critters.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
a good movie. Ask Martin, he'll tell you.
Oh, God. That's why they're friends. That's why Martin listens to the show, because he found another person who
I know,
Critters.
I know the story.
Yeah,
I know
like,
stuff.
I know you do, but it's...
I'll never watch Critter. I don't watch stuff I want to see. Why would I watch stuff like that?
Yeah, don't watch it.
I have Logan on my desktop. I haven't watched it.
That's worth watching.
I know, but I just don't watch.
Why? You don't have the time?
You know what it is? I don't like watching stuff alone. I don't like experiencing things by myself. I need to watch with somebody. So if no one's around to watch it, then I don't watch it.
See, for me, I'll watch scary movies
I didn't know that.
Only if there's light outside.
Oh.
I won't watch scary movies at night.
Oh, no, I watched them at all.
Because I believe scary. They'll really happen.
Yeah. I watched Chucky when I was a kid. Like, Chucky, like, the third one. Like, Child's Play 3 or whatever. Still scared of that.
I won't
Jesus,
do that.
That's scary.
You guys are hilarious.
You know what scares me? And it's not even a horror movie, but I love it as a movie, but it still scares me, is, did you ever see Signs?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I like that stuff. No, I like the effing with your head kind of
thing.
The
stuff in the cornfield with the... alien and stuff, like, oh my God. Or that video where they're at that birthday party and they see the alien in the background and the little kids are screaming.
Have you seen The Village?
Yeah, but that's not scary because it's all fake.
But it's psychological thriller.
Yeah, The Village, I wanted to like it, but it was one of those that had, like, the recipe of all things I like, all the actors I really like,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, this sucks.
How about Woman in the Water? Lady in the Water?
I didn't watch it.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
It's not a good
Paul
movie.
Giamatti?
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
He plays Pig Virus in the Howard Stern Private Parts. You ever watch that?
No.
I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
See, there's only so much I could take of him.
He's the best. That's what I do. That's what I do for fun. I listen to Howard Stern. He's only on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays now. They're 4-hour episodes. And every time there's a new episode, I'm never more happy.
Good for you.
It's the best.
It's fantastic. Do we do that for you sometimes?
What?
The happiness.
Your episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
We're trying to get to Howard Stern level. Okay, let's keep talking about...
You can't. Howard Stern's the best.
It's a goal to get to that level. I never said I'll be
take
better.
Notes.
Yes.
Listen to Howard Stern. He's the best interviewer in the world. He made me, like... I listened to, like, the Lady Gaga episode, and I'm like, what do I care about Lady Gaga? Not, like, I dislike her, but I was like, I don't know. By the end of it, I'm like, I'm a big fan of this woman. Sarah Jessica Parker. I never cared about her. I listened to her interview. I'm like, this is amazing. I like
Gaga
her.
Gaga has a biography on Netflix or something.
Never mind that. Listen to Howard Stern.
We were talking the other day, me and Daph J. I forgot how it came up. Oh, we were... When we were talking about the Goonies.
Yeah.
We were messaging
about the Goonies.
So you were saying how much you love the Goonies.
Yeah,
and I'm
his
kinda...
account is on my phone. So my phone at work was blowing up. And I'm like, what the hell
so wait,
is
you
happening?
Aren't a big fan. Martin likes Goonies, right? He agree with me?
I like the Goonies. But I don't love the Goonies the way the cult classic people love the Goonies. Like,
how could you not?
I like it. I like it. And if I had kids, I'd be like, kids, let's sit down and watch it. This is a good kid
movie.
You like
Sandlot.
I love the Sandlot.
So good.
It's Sandlot, but instead of baseball, they're fucking going on a treasure hunt.
I know, but there's a part of the Goonies that when I watch it back, for all of the celebration that it gets, there's a lot of it that's like, this is pretty silly.
It's the best.
It's, you know what my favorite part is? The water slide. That's my favorite part in it.
What about the truffle shuffle?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's those things in it that are definitely
fun. What about when Bran has to ride the little kid's bike because they popped his tires?
Yeah, it's good. Like,
what about the ugly old woman, though? They're like, should they ask for water? And should they give her that rusty brown stuff? And they're like, is this water? And she's like, it's wet, isn't it? Drink it.
Oh,
it's so good.
And Mama Fratelli, she freaks me right
out. That's Mama Fratelli,
yeah.
That's like,
freaks me right out.
But you're supposed to be freaked out.
No, I know.
Do you
like
Monster Squad?
I don't think I ever watched that.
What is that?
If you don't like Goonies, you won't like that.
No.
It's Goonies, but instead they're fighting the universal like monsters. Frankenstein and Dracula and Mummy and...
I haven't even heard of it.
You never seen Monster Squad?
I like the Goonies. I'm not saying I don't like it.
You should love it.
But I'm
surprised because you love all this like nostalgia stuff from that
era. I do. And I like Stranger Things because it reminds me of the Goonies. Right?
I never watched Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to do that.
How could you not watch Stranger Things?
It doesn't interest me. I got bored of the Wikipedias. I tried to read it.
It's good.
I just watched the Goonies.
I guess. But you see, what's funny is I like the Goonies, but I don't... like go crazy for it like other people our age do.
That's the best.
But I do like it. I own it. But I like Goonie-esque things. Like I like Paper Girls. And it reminds me.
Maybe watch Monster Squad and it's Goonie-esque.
Yeah. Okay. So when we were talking about the Goonies, I was saying all of the things.
Who's
that...
in Monster Squad? Anyone we know? Sorry to interrupt.
Nobody famous.
What?
You don't
What's
need
the
famous.
Appeal?
Who's famous in Goonies other than like Josh Brolin, like now?
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
And Corey Haiman.
Why the Plimpton's not famous now?
Corey Haiman.
Not Corey Haim, Corey Feldman.
Feldman.
He's Mouth.
Oh, Haiman is dead.
Haim.
R.I.P.
It's just Haim.
Oh, whatever. And
Keep snapping. Keep snapping.
Who?
Who?
Data?
Database? Short
yeah,
round.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Short
yeah,
round.
Yeah, but those are the two things
What's
he's
his
done.
Real name? Exactly.
don't be racist.
So, Monster Squad, it's not worth watching because there's no names in it.
But they weren't names at the time.
However, who was in Critters?
Ah.
That guy. From The Thing.
That's that, oh yeah.
That time.
Okay.
Listen.
And Billy Zane, bud. Billy Zane.
Zane. Who's in Tombstone.
Yes.
Just watch Monster Squad. It's awesome.
I'm going to write it down in my book.
Okay. So that
You guys like watching stuff, so it's not going to waste time. Like, if you don't like it, you watch a lot of stuff you don't like. I don't watch anything, so if I watch something I don't like, it's a waste of time.
Stranger Things is worth it. It's good.
I don't care.
Okay, based on Goonies, what are your top three childhood movies that are with kid centric.
You didn't tell me this ahead of time. I could have prepared.
You don't need. It's
okay. Goonies, Monster Squad, and Sandlot. I don't know.
No, that's fine. That's what I mean. So Goonies would be on.
But maybe
your list.
There's other ones. Now tomorrow I'm gonna go. Oh, I should have said this.
Okay. Well, do you got any?
Yes.
Okay.
Adventures of Babysitting.
Oh, so good.
That's.
Isn't it still good? High five! Don't touch my hand.
No, don't say high five. You can't say high five and hold up your hand and expect someone not to high five you.
As soon as I said it, I knew that it was coming. Like, I can't do it.
How could you put up the high five and say, don't touch my hand? You
okay,
don't count.
How about this? When I work in the kitchen and we get our hands dirty stuff, we do the elbow dab.
Yes, let's do that.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
that will do. That just happened right now.
High five. I almost high five, then I was like, oh no, I should. Even if you didn't say don't touch it, I was like, no, wait, should I be doing this?
Adventures of Babysitting's
good.
That's
know what's great
one.
In that? I just listened to, listen to Mark Maron's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He just interviewed Bradley Whitford, who's the bad guy. He's the asshole boyfriend in Adventures of Babysitting.
Mm.
Who cheats on her and
yeah.
like, kicks his ass into like the thing. And you know who else? You know who plays Thor in that? The guy who's Thor?
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
He's Kingpin now. Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
Unbelievable.
Have you watched Daredevil?
I watched a little bit of it.
Not a fan.
What happened?
I just wasn't in that. I'm not that interested. Okay. I watched the part where Kingpin smashes somebody's head in the car door until he's dead. Like,
okay, that was another guy.
I just remember being like, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of stuff. I'm not interested in superhero stuff. It looks pretty good.
He's consistent.
It's a really good show.
I watched the one with the season two, I think, was when Punisher shows
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this whole rooftop scene, and like it's based on that Garth Ennis stuff where he's like, he's going to kill the guy, and Daredevil's all tied up. The dialogue was so bad. It was like Punisher kept being like, I have to do this. And he was like, no, you don't have to do this. He's like, no, you have to see. I got to do this. And he was like, get to the point. And the dialogue, I remember, was really shit.
But if it was played by Kevin Costner...
Costner's... No, but I didn't watch Man of Steel, and Costner's the...
The dad.
Man.
Wow.
And Diane Lane is Ma Kent, who's... I love Diane Lane, but I don't want to watch that.
Why?
I don't care.
You might like that one.
Nah.
I don't know what you like.
I don't like the Zack Snyder Superman world. Like the...
Because it's droughty and gloomy. And
yeah, the
sad.
Bryan Singer one had such potential, but it didn't do anything. But the world of Superman he built was great.
Hmm.
Like when he's, you watched the Bryan Singer one, right?
Of course.
2005.
Of course.
When he pulls out the gun and shoots him in the eyeball,
yes,
and the
yeah.
bullet bounces
yeah,
out
yeah,
his
yeah.
eyeball, and then that whole scene where he's saving the plane,
mm-hmm.
you're like, yes, more, and then nothing happens in the rest of the movie, and you're like, oh, well, that was cool at the beginning.
Yeah. There's the I guess, well, you haven't watched it. The cool thing about The Man of Steel is that you actually finally see Superman fight a villain and not hold back.
Yeah.
Which you've never seen in
But I don't like
that
because Superman shouldn't just be causing damage. And don't people, like, they don't kill. They're just going through buildings, destroying.
And that's the criticism it got.
Yeah, I don't
right?
like that. So what I heard, someone told me, and I think they nailed it. It was like, so the 2005 Superman was... It was all heart and
love letter to Richard Donner's movie.
Yeah, and it was like all the heart of Superman, but no actual, like, nothing really happened in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was like, it was all the action, but no heart, basically, like the Zack Snyder stuff.
Yeah, and I think the Zack Snyder era, because it was, I'm not going to say influenced, but it was kind of taking the approach of, Let's take Superman in the same seriousness that they did the Dark Knight series. Because
yeah.
what's his name? Christopher Nolan was a producer of it.
Yeah.
So they kind of went in that direction to make him... Like, if he really lived in the world, what would it be like? Or what would his parents really say to him? And it missed the point of what Superman stands for.
Yeah.
While trying to tell you what he stands for, it's like, well, Pa Kent would never say, yeah, maybe you gotta let people die.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, he just wouldn't be raised that way. There's a lot of things about it that I did like, as far as they did take elements of, like, the John Byrne origin and a little bit of the Mark Waid birthright stuff and combine them, but
why I don't like comic book movies, because they take little bits of everything. Like the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck. There's like some Kevin Smith stuff in there, yeah. some Frank, and they just mash it all together instead of just going like, okay, let's take this Born Again story that Frank Miller did and just adapt that perfectly. They go like, well, let's take these little elements and they mash them all together. They do it with the X-Men movies too, and like it doesn't work. Like it doesn't.
I get what you're saying, and I'm not. I don't want something to be like the Watchmen tried to be as true to the comic as it was.
I
but
think they did pretty good.
They did good. The only thing is that when it's like that, you're never really surprised as a viewer because you when you're in the know, you're like, that's gonna happen. That's gonna happen. Now I just want
to
see
it
in
motion.
But why
adapt something if you're not gonna make it how it's supposed to be?
I think for me the. A good example was like Winter Soldier and Civil War, where there's these very specific stories that people associate automatically because of the title.
Yeah.
It's like taken directly from the title of a well-known book and seeing, you know, we can't do everything that's in that book because we don't have the rights to some of the characters.
Yeah.
So how do we get the essence of what that story was doing as far as character development?
Who cares about superhero movies? They're so stupid.
You're a comic book creator. Like, how
but
do you
why?
Like
because I'm a comic
movies?
Book creator, I don't make superhero comic books.
No, but
do
you
I have to like superhero
but,
movies.
But you grew up liking superhero comics.
I know, but like people just can't believe that I don't care about the Avengers Infinity
War. No. But
you're not gonna go see it. Like, who cares?
But that's a good example of taking something and adapting what is Thanos and all that stuff. And
you know what
it
I
like?
Superman vs. Batman, the fight with Superman and Batman. I like that. I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I think he's a good Batman.
Yeah, I downloaded
some weird Korean version. It was all dubbed, so I just skipped to the part with Superman versus Batman, and they're just talking all in Korean.
You're so weird.
And it was like, it was pretty good. Because you're just watching for the fight, not the dialogue, right?
Okay. So what other childhood movies, but kid-centric cast? You said Heavyweights one time.
Heavyweights is great.
That one jogged my memory.
Yeah.
Because
okay, then you know what? There's a lot of... Because there's two kids in Heavyweights that are in the Mighty Ducks movies.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks
is
good, too.
I think that
another Disney movie.
That's a good one.
With Emilio Estevez in his last big role as Coach Gordon Bombay.
The Mighty Ducks man himself.
Yeah. Emilio! Yeah, Mighty Ducks is good. Even the third one's pretty good, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
I like the third Mighty Ducks
better
than the second one.
Well, because the second one, they have to keep upping the ante. And the third one, they're like, it doesn't have to be for the world championships.
Right? I felt the second one was fun for kids.
Yeah.
But it's too gimmicky.
Yeah.
Whereas the third one, it still has those gimmick things in it.
You know what I love? Sorry, you're going to finish.
No, but I like that they were just going to school and it was just a game for
it was
reputation.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
This movie should be more fun.
Yeah.
You know what I love is Dennis the Menace. I love Dennis the Menace.
High five.
Can I high five you?
You can high five me. I love that. That's one of my favorite like kid-centric casts. Dennis the Menace is great.
Because they tried to make another Macaulay Culkin and that kid was so good. Like so they often try to manufacture that stuff.
Yeah.
And like, here's another kid who could be the new Macaulay Culkin. That kid didn't blow up, but he was so good as Dennis the Menace.
He was so good. He was adorable.
Did you ever see, there's a video, it's probably on the internet, it's that little, I think his name is Mason Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other movie I saw him in was, he's in Rushmore, the Wes Anderson movie. He's like Jason Schwartzman's friend. But there's a video and it's his audition tape to be Dennis the Menace. And he's just talking about this worm that he found. He brought this, like, earthworm with him. And he's like, I found this worm. I had it in my pocket. And it's just, it's so cute. And you're like, yeah, that's why they cast him as Dennis the Menace. And
I love
Dennis
the Menace. I think
so
it's great.
Good. I watched it, my old roommate, I kept talking about it, how great it was. And he was like, let's watch it. Sounds amazing. And he was so mad at me because he was like, this is the movie you're talking about. Like, he couldn't believe it. He thought I was like pulling a prank on him. But I was like, I love it so much. Like, it's so good. Like, Walter Matthau
is
so good.
He
Christopher Lloyd is so great.
He's a great bad guy.
The kid, Joey, and Margaret.
Right?
Those scenes are so good. I love
Baby
it.
Baby rump kisser.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I love it. And I like tear up with like he shows up at the end and like
I got to go back.
Yeah, it's
right?
The best.
It's so good.
He makes him eat all those beans. I love it.
I don't see it.
Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it. You'll probably be like my old roommate. You won't like it.
He just seems like such a bratty pain in the ass.
No, he's such a sweetheart.
I like the cartoon.
The Chicklets. And even who's his mom? Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two Back to the Future people in there. Christopher Lloyd and Leah Thompson.
You know what?
Yeah. Well, it's a John Hughes wrote it.
Yeah, do you like Home Alone?
If you like Home Alone, you should like this. What, you don't like number two? It's the same movie, but in New York.
Not really.
It's so good.
No, it's unrealistic. What upstanding hotel would take a child and a...
Well, he knows. His dad's coming. He's going to check in.
Meh.
But it's the 90s.
I don't like kids, period.
You don't like Home Alone because it's not realistic? Home Alone 2? Home Alone 1's realistic. Home Alone 2's
not. Yeah, it is. He's in his house.
And the turtle doves, pigeon lady. It's nice. I like it.
Meh.
Yeah, you're wrong again.
Yeah, no, I bought Dennis the Menace after your episode with Martin doing your first Hidden Gems.
Did I pick Dennis the Menace?
No, you picked Heavyweights. And I said, oh, Heavyweights, that was a good Hidden Gem. Because a lot of people don't remember how fun that movie was.
Hidden Gems should be, because you guys were talking about on the Hidden Gems episode, like, what is a Hidden Gem? I think it should be, like, I think Rocky V qualifies because it's something that either, like, people overlooked, they don't remember, or they didn't like. And I think, like, no,
it was a bad movie.
That's also...
You're talking about Three Musketeers?
No. Rocky V, if you say that that's your favorite, that's also a guilty pleasure, because it isn't...
Okay, maybe it's a guilty... But Hidden Gems and Guilty Pleasures, there's some overlap there, and all?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course there is.
Because my... Like, my favorite Superman of the Superman series were, like, three and four, which everyone hates. But three's awesome. There's so many good things in it. With that chemical plant, he freezes the pond and drops it on top. Richard Pryor, for some reason, skis down a building.
I think that, as a kid, Superman 3 was my favorite one.
I loved it. But the bad guys in it are, like, it's some weird robot thing. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, look, watching it later on.
But then you have the Superman versus evil Superman in the junkyard fight. Like, that's
why
amazing.
I liked it as a kid, because it was the one that
As an adult, though, now?
As an adult, I see...
No, you like it because of nostalgia.
Yeah, like, there were certain things in Superman 3 that... were similar enough as far as the look and even the music in it was similar to the first three, where you felt it was connected, but now it was very different because Lois Lane wasn't the main female in the movie. Went back to Smallville, which I thought was
Lana.
That's cool. Yeah, you see Lana, which is cool, right? And I love
the stuff in the bowling alley where he sneezes and knocks down the fin for the kids.
Or even just seeing him rescue the kid
in the field.
I love seeing him fly low for some reason. I thought that was so cool, right?
And everyone hates Superman 4, but I don't know why. I love it.
That was the one I watched the most as a kid because at Quest for Peace, I was like 4 years old and it was always being played, right?
But what's wrong with it? The Sun Man is such a good villain.
The problem with it is if you watch it now, there's a lot of parts of the movie that are heavily edited where the story no longer makes any sense.
Okay, I may need to watch it again. But I love the scene where Lex Luthor steals the hair from Superman and they use the DNA of him.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that one hair is holding like a 10,000-pound boulder. Like that's so cool.
Yeah, there were cool aspects of it. It was just that the first cut of that movie was two hours and 45 minutes. And it was the parts that they cut out.
It was too long.
Where there was one part where he fights... In that movie, there's another nuclear man.
There's two nuclear men?
There's one that they make first.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A fail.
Oh, that sounds great.
He's just like... He's a Neanderthal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And after... Clark and...
Is this like a Bizarro kind of thing?
Not really, because his powers... It kind of is, but not really. So, him and... Lacey Warfield, the girl that he's supposedly dating in the movie, they go to a nightclub because she's trying to get him to do like the hot spots in Metropolis.
Yeah.
So while they're in there, the guy comes to attack Clark.
Sounds amazing.
This is
seen this?
Yeah. There's deleted scenes for this. I have it on a DVD.
I
can show it to you. And they end up going outside of the club and fighting, but it's like really, really cheesy.
The music is
all like. Wah, wah.
And
it just totally, audiences were panning it. So they're like, okay, we got to cut a lot of this movie. So as they did it, so much of the movie doesn't make sense anymore. Like, why is Nuclear Man in love with Lacey?
Oh, okay.
That's explained in the movie.
I don't know. I guess I'll rewatch it. I like the part like he gets scratched and he gets all sick and stuff. It's pretty cool.
And there's cool scenes. There's extra scenes of where they're flying against each other.
Yeah.
And Superman's chasing him.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other things that he does to get Superman to slow down. Like, there's a tornado that he stops. There's a Russian...
see, that I'll watch.
A Russian missile that Nuclear Man, like, sets ablaze. And Superman has to go and, like, blow it out. There's all these little stuff that was only shown on the TBS.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember those TBS movies. That was good.
So they would show extra scenes. Even in Superman 3, they did the same thing.
See, the thing is, like, people always hate on Superman 3 and 4.
They're pretty bad.
But like, are they any stupider than Superman 1 and 2?
No.
Like, in number 2, he just gives up his powers and he's not Superman anymore. He just, like, goes, hey, I'm not Superman anymore. And he doesn't have powers.
Did it for love.
And, yeah, but you... He's Superman. You can't just give up your powers. It doesn't work like that. You can't hit a switch and you're not Superman anymore.
He didn't hit a switch.
How does he give up his powers? Like, it doesn't make sense. And then
he went into red sunlight.
And he just walks to the Arctic again and he's like, yeah, I'm Superman again. Like, he hitchhikes to, like, the Fortress of Solitude. You're like, this is so stupid.
They didn't show in the cut that was made after Richard Donner that how he went back there.
But so, where's the Fortress of Solitude? On the Antarctica or Arctic? The South Pole or North Pole?
I think it's North Pole.
Because he just, like, hitchhikes there. He's like, he wears it like a cardigan. He hitchhikes there.
Because he was in Niagara Falls to start. Yeah. So, I mean, it's close enough.
And then Superman 1, like, I love Superman 1, but he just flies around the planet and turns, like, back time.
That was supposed to be the ending of Superman 2.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like... It's those really are no corny. Stupider than Superman 3 and 4.
No,
like, you can't be like, 1 and 2 are good, but those aren't good. They're all great.
That's extremely corny.
Yeah.
Flying around the planet. But I think the whole Superman 1, the way the movie is told, as far as a three-part story, is really well-paced.
Hmm.
Oh, but Superman 3 and 4, there's, like, no budget left.
Yeah.
It becomes more comedic. And Superman 4 is just very badly edited.
That's fair. I guess not a lot of movies get to the fourth sequel and they're still good.
Yeah, at a time where,
unless,
like...
Unless it's like Rocky V, you know?
Do you have any other picks, Dad, for childhood cast movies or children?
No, I know ensembles? I'm going to think of something tomorrow.
Hook.
Oh, Hook's so good.
Hook,
right?
Really
Hook
good.
Is great.
So good.
See, those ones to me mean more to me than Goonies. For me.
Yeah,
because I was the right age to be watching that and...
Hook's so good.
Hook is great to me.
But it's not even child, like, that doesn't, like, I mean, I know there's a lot of kids and stuff, but it's about Robin Williams. He's a man.
Right, but he's all with the Lost Boys.
Right.
Yeah. I know, but to me, it's not all children. I don't
and
know.
And
like,
Dustin Hoffman playing Hook was,
he's
like,
so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, he's great. And who plays...
Smee?
Smee.
Yeah,
what's his
Bob
name again?
Hoskins.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a great movie.
I love the... like, the food I was eating, so at work we get to, like, make our own food in the kitchen and stuff, right? So, like, people always make, like, okay, whatever's on the menu. But I sometimes will just take things I like and just throw them in a bowl and make, like, a big mess of stuff. And I was talking about it the other day, but no one got the reference. And I was like, because it looked like the food they eat in Hook, you know, the kids, they just eat, like, blobs of, like, blue stuff and weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I eat at work. It's like, just have a bowl and it looks like mush and it's all, like, red and white and stuff like that. I wonder what their turds look like, those kids. Like, what were they eating? It was, like, blue mush.
It was all imagination.
I know, but, like,
right?
Yeah.
But it looks so good.
It was, like,
Julia
super
Roberts
kid ice
was in that movie.
Yeah, I think.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that English lady.
The one from Downton Abbey.
Who won't die. She's in everything.
Was it Margaret Smith?
And she's in Downton Abbey, yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another good hidden gem.
Have you seen Downton Abbey?
No, I'm not going to watch that.
Why not?
I listened to you guys talk about it. That's enough.
You know what I think? For the 80s, and she brought it up. It shouldn't have escaped my mind because it is the ultimate kid ensemble movie.
What is it?
E.T.
Hey!
That trumps them all. Trumps them all.
I watched it when I was too young, and I'm not really that interested in it. It's probably really good, but I won't rewatch it. I don't know why.
Won't rewatch it for just emotional stability.
Well, she breaks down when E.T.'s a be good. She can't take it.
No, when they experiment on the thing. Poor guy.
All I remember when I watched it as a kid, when there's a scene at the dinner table where that one of the kids calls his brother, like, penis breath or something like that. I remember being like, Mom, is he allowed to say that?
You got any other ones now?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Super 8.
Super 8's good.
But isn't that... I didn't watch it. It's probably good. But isn't that just J.J. Abrams trying to do an E.T., basically? Like, it's like his loved, like, Spielberg 80s movies?
It's like a badass E.T.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's and the kids in it perform really well, too. That's the cool part.
What about Rookie of the Year? Remember that movie?
I do remember that movie. Did you hear me talk about it in Hidden Gems? I brought it up.
This past Hidden Gems?
Yeah,
you said Rookie of the Year?
I talked about Little Big League.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Little Big League?
No.
Little Big League's good.
I watched Little Giants with Rick Moranis.
That's another good one.
Yeah, it was okay. Stupid. That kid can only throw toilet paper rolls.
Nothing's as good as the Sandlot when it comes to, like, the sports.
Sandlot's the best.
Sandlot and Mighty Ducks are tops for me.
I think a good kids movie, though, you gotta have character kids. It can't just be about, like, the main protagonist and, like, can't be about, like, Benny and Smalls. You gotta have, like, what's the guy, like, Yaya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there, I don't know his name, the fat ginger kid, whatever he is. He's like a shit talker in it.
He's the bat catcher.
And then there's the other guy, Squints, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta have, like, so just like Goonies. Like, they got Data and, like, Mouth and, like, all those. I don't know. You gotta have some good, like, side characters.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, the ensemble of what everyone brings to it.
Because, let's say, like, Hook, you know, Peter Pan, Tinker Bell, Rufio, but can't name any other kids.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Yeah, the guy with the marbles.
That's the old man. I'm talking about the other kids. I lost my marbles. I lost his marbles.
How about Jack? His son.
Yeah, but he's not one of the Lost Boys.
The core kids, though. He was the black kid.
It's hard to remember.
It's hard to remember the names.
That's what I'm saying.
But
Mighty Ducks, you
but
know
you
Goldberg.
But you remember them. They're still
you know,
Adam Banks.
You know Banks, the Triple Deke, which is essentially just puck handling. That's a secret movie. You know, Knuckle Puck, and then there's the Bash Brothers.
Bash Brothers, yeah.
Yeah,
Full
so yeah.
Did Bash watching. Brothers come in part two?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, you remember names and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
there was a time I could remember the whole team. Jermaine, Guy.
And, like, we were talking about the other day, like, it's not Where's fun Jermaine? Like these movies, but, like, Stand By Me is so good.
Yeah.
That's an excellent movie.
That's a great
movie.
Yeah.
Can you still watch that one, Dad?
No.
Why?
The throw up scene. The throw up scene kills
that
me.
That part's great. That's like the humor.
No, that's a phobia.
That's why it's a good movie, because it, like, there's a lot of hard and touching moments, but then there's a lot of, like, good humor and stuff like that.
Oh, and the leech scene when reaches down by.
Why are people so free? Have you ever been bit by a leech?
No, but he goes by his buddy.
Yeah,
and then
it was
he
on his dick.
Oh, and then it's like red.
I had a leech in my ass once.
No.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. How did this happen? Did you go camping?
Yeah, I was catching frogs in a pond with my cousin. We used to, this lake that we used to be on when we were kids, they gave us, like, well, there's a big boat, but then there's a little, like, motorboat with a 9.9 horsepower motor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, our boat for the summer. Like, we could just putt around on the lake. Like, we're little kids. I think we're, like, 14 or something. But we just...
That's not little, but okay.
Well, to be
You're
handling, handling,
a,
like, handling, like, a gasoline boat, I don't know, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
Okay.
It's dangerous, like, I don't think I would let my 14-year-old kid go, here's a boat, go drive around and, like, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Depends
Anyways,
what kind of boat. All
me
right.
and my cousin just spent, like, the whole summer just on that boat, like, to the point where when you'd lay in bed at night, it would feel like you're still on the water, because you're on the water so much during the day, and then we went to this,
it's like being on a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So we went to across the lake. There was this, like, swampy area, and there was all these frogs. So we're kids. We're boys. We're catching frogs for no reason at all other than to have a bunch of frogs.
Uh-huh.
And then one time we looked down, because leeches are only in still water. Like, if there's, like, a river or something running through, it doesn't, like, leeches don't go there. It's always in, like still stagnant ponds and stuff like that. So we looked down, and there was, like, leeches swimming towards us. And then I looked down, they were, like, all over us.
No!
Yeah, but they don't hurt at all. Like,
but still, they're sucking your blood. They're like vampires.
Okay, so one, when they do latch on, they don't just bite right away. They, like, take their time to, like really sink in and start, like, actually bleeding. Like, biting into you and sucking blood. But
do you feel it?
Not at all. You don't feel anything. Like, nothing. And then I remember when I was a kid, there were, like, people were like, you gotta put salt on them. You can't just rip them off. It'll make, like, a big wound. Just rip them off. It's like nothing. You bleed a little bit, it goes away. Like, it's nothing. And then, so when we went back to the cottage, I like showered. And I was like washing in my butt. And inside my butt crack, there was like a leech. And he was like eating the inside of my butt. He wasn't like on my butthole, but like, you know, the inside of the cheek, you know? Like,
and that was the inspiration for Black Hole Hunting Club. Yeah.
But yeah, you just rip them off.
Did you scream in the shower?
No, you don't scream at leeches. They're not scary.
No, but like, okay, like,
what would you have done?
You're feeling around, you're doing your thing, your routine, all of a sudden, you're
washing
like,
the butt.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you see this thing?
No, I didn't see it. I just felt, I go, what is that? And I just pull it off, and I go, well, it's a leech, it's on my butt.
So what'd you do? Put it in the toilet?
I don't remember. I might have, yeah, I probably flushed it in the toilet.
It didn't freak you out?
No, it's a leech. They're not, it's like an earthworm. They're not that bad. I remember seeing Stand By Me and thinking like, oh my god, leeches, they're so scary. They're really not.
They're used for medical stuff.
Yeah, for microsurgeries.
Like when people have like blood clots.
Yeah.
They have
And when them. They do when they do microsurgeries with like microscopes mm-hmm. and like sew nerves together, they use the leeches.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
There you yeah, go. There's medical leeches. They're also great for bass fishing. Catch lots of fish with leeches.
Wow.
You learn something new every day.
Life is like a school.
You're such a dork.
That's amazing.
Any other come to mind? That you would say...
Lost Boys is good from that era.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
It's really good. I just said it's good. it's really good. And that's another... Is it like...
But okay. You know how you say you don't like horror movies?
No, it's not scary.
But it's vampires, isn't it?
Yeah,
like
but it's
ugly
like
and
it's,
gross.
It's like a coming of age story told with like this guy that gets into like the gang who are all like vampires. No, it's like semi scary, but it's really not. It's not like a horror movie.
Hmm.
It's like mild, a little bit less mild than like Goonies, basically.
So why don't you like horror movies? Did we say that?
They scare me.
Oh, okay.
I get scared.
Quick and dirty. Got it.
Yeah.
You, next one.
I think you guys mentioned all the ones that I really, really like. There's tons.
I know I'm going to think of something.
I mean,
tomorrow.
There's Neverending Story, but see, I put Neverending Story and Goonies kind of in the same, not, they're not the same type of movie, but the same quality. They're good because they bring you back to when you watch them at that age.
But Neverending Story is not a, like, there's only one kid. It's not a group. I thought we were talking about groups of kids, like...
No, but it's movies that you got the one kid reading the book, then you got the little kid that's the hero in it, and then...
Atreyu,
and then you've got, like, the kids that bully Bastion or whatever.
Yeah, but they only
like,
show up, like, twice.
You know, but, yeah, it's like that... It's being led by kids. But you're right, it's not a kid ensemble where it's...
Yeah, it's
a
like a journey story,
them.
But... Yeah,
yeah.
It's so good, that movie.
Never Ending Story?
Oh, it's amazing.
Really?
Nothing.
You can't watch it now.
No?
No.
Why?
I feel like if you don't have the nostalgia for it, it probably won't hold up.
No, it isn't even so much that. It's just there's the part where Atreyu...
The horse?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
You can't watch that.
No?
No.
Oh, whatever. At the end, it's all happy. Like everybody.
Does the horse come back?
Yeah, at the end. Atreyu has his horse back.
Oh, okay. That's good.
After they undo the nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
But that scene's still like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's tough.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to know, or
you should
do
watch
it?
Anything you guys are doing right now, I don't want it.
Okay. But we'll move on. You got any more, Daft Jay? You said Adventures of Babysitting.
Uh huh.
So good.
You said Super 8, Hook. Those are all really good.
Sandlot, we said.
Yeah,
everyone loves Sandlot. You can't not love
Sandlot. Sandlot's the Princess Bride of kid movies. Everyone's gotta like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you say, like, oh, it's horrible, nobody likes that movie, you're like, what?
Everyone likes it. Yeah, it's good.
It's like universally.
I wish you gave me more time to prepare. I would have had some more. I know I'm gonna think of something tomorrow.
We could do it. We should do an episode of it with Fastball Special. Like
okay.
An official.
Yeah, I'm sure Martin's probably yelling.
Martin's yelling, oh, come on! One from 1975!
Yeah, what about if you go older? Because I'm like an 80s kid, so I think mostly in like 80s, 90s terms.
How old are you?
36.
Yeah,
I was born in 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the same bracket.
Giving away all the details.
That's what I mean, but like Martin's a little bit older, so Martin always goes back a little bit further.
Yeah,
and
he
I
does.
Feel like he's watched everything.
He's seen
everything. Like
yeah.
Every time he talks, did you do this? Have you seen this? Have you read that? I'm like, nope, don't know what you're talking about.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking to Sam Noir the other day when I was like, I don't think I've ever mentioned something to him about a movie, a comic book, anything I've consumed media-wise, and he's seen everything. Like, literally everything.
My favorite thing that Sam Noir says is, my memory is not very good.
Yeah, and he remembers everything.
Okay, dude.
I told him about that the other day, too, because he's like, my memory's fading. I was like, you remember so much more than I remember.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he always, because... Yeah, like, I've ever been like, hey, have you ever heard of this comic book? He's always like, oh, yeah, I know that guy and this, and he's like, and you should check out this and this and this. And, like, I've never said anything that he hasn't heard of. It's crazy.
Does that frustrate you when you can't ever, like...
No.
I like being around people who know more than me about stuff, because I always feel like I can... Like, sitting with Kevin and Sam talking about Spider-Man, I'm like, I love Spider-Man, but I like people who know more about it than me.
Does it feel like you're taking in a plethora of knowledge?
Well, yeah.
Right?
You're a thesaurus?
No, it's always kind of good to, I don't know, have somebody to expose you to, even though you've read a ton of stuff, like when you told me about Planetary, it just like opens you up to a whole new, not genre, but like all these new books or new writers or new artists, like this is great, and I always heard of it, but I didn't know anybody who could... influence me enough to want to read that particular book.
That's why I like doing these shows. Like, I know we're doing it because it's self-indulgent, but these like little lists we do.
Yeah.
Because then you go like, I mean, I don't check out as like, but sometimes you guys say something like, okay, I do actually want to see that. And I feel like...
Like what?
I can't think of anything. Probably nothing.
Logan.
No, I still haven't seen Logan, yeah.
Okay. Let's move along. This upcoming weekend, I'm not sure when I'm going to post this. I'll probably post it very soon. But TCAF is coming.
Yes.
I've never been to TCAF. I've been to numerous comic shows and cons. But TCAF, in our own city, I've never been to. That's your favorite show, right, Shane?
It's, I think, my favorite show of all of them.
So what can a person who's never been before, what can you look forward to in this show? Kind of describe how to do it right.
Well, you just did Mocha,
mm-hmm.
which, so you've got a taste of, like, what you're getting into.
I did Mocha, too.
You guys just did Mocha? So, essentially, I mean, I don't think I'm mistaken. I think TCAF was modeled after Mocha. And TCAF used to be every 2 years, and it would move around venues. And then in 2009, they got the Toronto Reference Library. And they've sort of just stayed there because it's a perfect venue. It's right at Yonge and Bloor, which is, like, the cross center of, like, Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Separates, like, downtown and, like, midtown, essentially. And they've just been doing it sort of every year since then. And it's actually, I think, grown bigger than Mocha. I think it's better than Mocha at this point. And they do this exchange with... So it's the guys who run The Beguiling. They started TCAF because they sort of wanted a... people who don't want a fan expo, who don't want all superheroes, they don't want cosplay... There's a different audience of people that still want graphic novels, and that's what TCAF is. So you won't see cosplay there. I don't think, like, there's no rules against it. It would just be, like, it's just... You'd look really out of place if you were doing cosplay.
So there's no superhero-esque things at this thing?
You're going to find a lot of really unique books. Stuff you won't find anywhere else. Like, they're just... And the best part is... Like, you can go there for certain guys. Like, maybe Chip Zdarsky's there, or Becky Cloonan, like, big-name people, but... You're going to find, like, just wandering around the tables, you'll find stuff that you, like, I bought so many good books that I don't even know the artist's name. I just really like their little zine. But it's very indie. It's very small press. It's very, like, hipstery. I think Jay Clark went for his first time last year, and he didn't like it because
he's big into the indie scene, though, isn't he? Not?
He thought that he didn't like a lot of the art. He thought there's so many people there that their art wasn't, I guess, up to his standards or whatever. He knows people that are better artists. I can't remember exactly, but I tried to convince him. But I just, like, there's a million different types of books, and it's, like, it's not cookie cutter. It's not the way, like, if you're used to reading Marvel DC, you're used to a certain sort of, like, formula they use. This is, like, completely, like, I showed you that book. I think I got it in Mocha, actually, but it's a perfect sort of, like, TCAF Mocha type book, and it's this guy... made comic books about his dreams of him and Snoop Dogg hanging out. So the book's just like him and Snoop Dogg doing different surreal dreamlike things. Stuff like that where you're just like, it seems weird, it seems odd, it is. And it's just like unique and cool. I don't know.
Do they have panels? And
so stuff? Many panels. Yeah. And, like, really interesting stuff. They get, like, on a million different topics. They'll have, like, what's it called? A program. Mm-hmm. And they'll have the whole thing. So all weekend long, they have, like, all kinds of stuff going on.
Weekend long, like, Saturday, Sunday or Friday to Sunday?
I think it's just Saturday and Sunday, the actual show.
And it's free. That's the other thing.
It's free. Too. Just walk in, yeah. And it's cool because it's at the reference library. So, you know, you go to a con and, like, the only, you need to get out cash and there's, like, one bank machine. They only give out 50s and, like, it's out of money. And so, like, you're right at Yonge and Bloor. There's all the major banks are there. Like, everything's, like, says there's easy to get food. You don't have to pay $15 for a tuna sandwich or something. Like, yeah. It's just a really cool spot to be in.
It's true. It's a great spot. Free.
Yeah, I don't know. I really love it. And then they've expanded into, like, there's a few other seminars and buildings around that they'll have, like, they'll do different, like, panels and stuff there. And but it's all in the program. It's a lot. You can't consume it all. Like, there'll be so many panels that you want to do that, like, they'll conflict with each other. You won't be able to do it all.
So can you do a one day? When you go, do you do one day or do you go both days?
I go both days because I live just up the street. Like, mm-hmm. So I can just walk down. But yeah, I always try to go both days. But because it's just Saturday and Sunday, the actual show, I could be wrong. It might be Friday as well. Or might have expanded to, but starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have events all weekend long, mm-hmm. like at night. So I think San Moir always goes on Wednesdays or Thursdays. They have a drink and draw. Just a bunch of artists show up just at a pub and everyone's just drawing and having fun. So they have a bunch of, like, events like that and just different shows. There's always a party at the Pilot, which is in Yorkville, just down the street.
So it's May 12th and 13th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's 2 days.
Yeah. I know, I think in the Village, there's, like, a gay mixer that's, like, associated with TCAF for, I don't know, gay guys to meet each other. Is that what a mixer is?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Not my scene.
No, I don't know. But, I don't know. There's just all kinds of cool stuff. And even at the end, on the Sunday, they have, like, a wrap-up party, and it's usually just, it's a really great event. And they do a lot of, exchange with, like, I think it's, like, Japan they do a lot of it, because Chris and Peter from Beguiling go back and forth a lot from Japan. They're big manga fans, so they'll send Canadian people over to Japan, and then there'll be an exchange, they'll bring Japanese people over. It's sort of like a trade, and they have all these cool, unique talents.
So Saturday, May 12th, 9 to 5, and Sunday, May 13th, 10 to 5.
Yeah.
And then May 11th is professional dev. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Maybe that's, like, set up or something like that. I don't know. But Ricky will be there. San Noir will be there. Toronto Comics usually sets up there. I think Sean Daly will be there.
Wait. So what is TCAF? It's just an
Toronto,
art thing?
Toronto Comics Art Festival.
So are you going to be there?
I'm just wandering around. I'm not tabling there.
Okay. So when people table, what does that mean? Selling
stuff?
It's
just like a convention, but they're not selling this normal. Like, you won't see, you know, when you go to a con and you'll see someone selling. These are the top results. You know, when you go to a con and you'll see some table in Artist Alley and they're selling prints of Deadpool and Batman and, like, big posters of those stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see a lot of that. Like, if there's superhero stuff, it's very small and it's very, like, it'll be a unique take on it. It won't be, like, your standard, like, superhero type comics.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, just really unique, cool books.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, so it's independent type of stuff?
It's like Mocha Fest, just
yeah. Or bigger. small press, like smaller publishers.
What's the crowd like?
Hipsters?
No. Not as far as, like, the demographic, just the amount of people that are there.
It's busy.
It's busy.
Well, they, so when
can
they,
I handle it?
I don't know. Can you handle a regular con? Like, if you could do, like, a Comic-Con, if you did Mocha, how was that?
I did, and then I just found a spot by myself.
Need a break.
It'll be comparable to Mocha, but also, because it's in the library, there's going to be, like, two floors that aren't even part of TCAF.
So I can go
You can just go upstairs and find a seat to sit up there, right? And there's usually a lot of ESL students, like, studying, basically, because there's an ESL school right by there. I'm not trying to be racist. Just the Toronto Reference Library in general, when there's no TCAF going on, it's mainly a lot of homeless people just hanging out and using the bathrooms there, or ESL students studying.
So I'll be hanging out with the homies. That's what homies sounds like. Homeless.
Yeah, but, like, it used to be, when they first started, I think it was just the first floor, and now they've expanded. There's, like, a basement, There's the first, second, and I think they even go up to the third floor now. It's a the library's huge. You ever been to the library there? It's like five floors. It's a monster library.
Okay.
And now, and then they have the Masonic Temple across the street where they put, like last year they had all the bigger name guys, like your the rave guys and stuff like that. Those guys.
We're at the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, which I always say whenever there's an event and they have a separate building, you're always going to have some drop off of people that just don't find them. But it's better if you're going to do that to put the bigger name guys because people are going to look for them, right?
Is the Masonic Temple at Yonge and Bloor or just north of it?
Just north. Yonge and Davenport.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far is the walk?
Oh, like, just across the street and over. Oh, okay. It's nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So in the main library part, the TCAF, or in the reference library, that's more, you don't see if Jeff Lemire is going to be there. He'll be at the...
No, not always. Last year they did it like that, but also, I mean, there's been, on the second floor, they usually have what, I don't know, Sam Noir calls it the salon, which I don't know if that's the technical name of it, but there's a big room upstairs where you have to wait in line to get into that room, but it moves pretty quick, and then like... That'll just be another big room, and they'll have, like, I've seen, like, you know, Chip Zdarsky, Becky Cloonan. There are, like, big names that are in that room, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the layout exactly, but every year it's slightly different. You just got to check the chart and see where it is. But, yeah, you'll go there just looking. Don't have any expectations. Just look at books and just... Mm-hmm. You'll find some really unique stuff.
Yeah, that's what I did at Mocha, and there were so many things that I wanted to get and read, and I said, you know what, I'm not at home, so whatever, if I buy anything here, one, I got to pay American, and two, I got to figure out a way to carry it back home on a plane. So I said, let me wait till TCAF comes, and hopefully a lot of the same people and books that were there will be at this show, because I did see things there that I wish I would have got that I just, like, it's too big to carry home.
Yeah.
So is there anything you're looking specifically for? Like, do you have, like, a list of...
No, I'm just going to go check it out.
Just go check it out.
I remember last year I was big on the guys who made Profit. So Brandon Graham, Simon Roy, Farrell Dalrymple. Mm-hmm. They were there and I'd never met any of them before. So I was super excited to meet them and like chat and talk to them. I gave them like Black Hole Hunters Club and stuff and they seemed into it, which was cool. And then there was one guy, his Instagram name is Cancor, like Cankor. I think his art, like his real name is like Matthew Allison. And he does this book called Cancor, and it's wild. Like, it's crazy. And he was there. He's, like, from Denver or something like that. So I sought him out, and I almost didn't find him. And just, like, the very end of the third floor, that's where I found him and bought, like, every book he had. And he turned out just to be a really cool guy. That was, like, my things last year. I don't know who's there this year. I gotta look.
Okay. I'm gonna try to, this year, check who's on the guest list and see who I'm gonna try to get on the pod.
Yeah.
Because it's... I guess it's one of those places where people are maybe a little bit more inclined to say, be happy to talk to you.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a lot of times those are the people that down the road you enjoy having on your show because there isn't any sort of like, oh, I got to check with my publisher to see if I'm allowed to talk to you. Sort of become like you have a rapport that you can establish. So I'm looking forward to it. I like Mocha Fest a lot. It wasn't as... like you said, that you go in there and it's just creative people that you can...
And it's books. Yes. It's not prints. People are making books.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So you're not as... Like the artist... Everything's artist alley. And everybody's got something original to give you. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the biggest problem is like you'll want to spend too much money. Like that's... I'll be like, I want to buy everything and I already spend so much money. That's the biggest problem I find.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. Are you going to come to FJ?
Depends how many people are there. Does it get pretty hefty with people?
If you could handle Mocha, you can handle this. It's going to be very comparable to that. Like, use that as your reference.
Maybe Lady J will make an appearance.
I'm going to say the exact same thing.
But, like, are you into maybe looking out and finding cool new comic books? If you're not into it, why bother?
I am.
Okay. Because I know I love my days off. So if I get a day off and it's something I don't really want to do, I'm not going to go to it.
What are your days off?
Friday, Saturdays.
Only 2 days?
How many days off do you get?
Four.
You get 4 days off a week?
Well, sorry, 3.5.
So you work part time?
Saturday, Sunday, oh, well, Monday, Friday. Yeah.
Lucky.
I know.
Lucky.
Sorry, I work full time. I don't know. What do you want? I'd love to have a long weekend every weekend.
So, but next weekend you got both days off for the show.
No, but I work late on Sunday, so I can go during the day.
Oh, right on, right on, right on. All right, guys, this has been fun. I think we should wrap it up. You guys spent like half hour just talking about saving all the animals.
Yeah, it's important.
And explaining why the Musketeers is better than Robin Hood.
Should we keep everything in?
Why not?
How long do we go?
Hour and 45 minutes.
What's your intro song going to be?
What do you want it to be?
All for Love.
Oh, no way.
No, not a chance. You guys,
why not?
You want to do something hip hop or do you guys ever listen to country music? You guys into country music at all?
You know who I like?
Who? Here we go.
I've been on a big country thing. That's why.
Have you ever heard of? I don't know the guy that sings it. I think I should know his name, but he talks about a bull named Fu Manchu.
I don't even know what that is.
He talks about...
He's a country singer?
Yeah.
It's like the most popular country
song. No, it's not the most popular. It's the most meaningful. It's about living...
He's a new country guy. Not like the old school guys.
Not
like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash.
I don't know who these people
You're
are.
Talking like a Tim McGraw
type Tim McGraw.
Guy. Is it Tim McGraw?
Yeah, it's Tim McGraw.
I don't know.
I just know that one song, something like that. Tim McGraw. He had a barbecue stain on his white t-shirt.
I don't know.
Do you want to sing it? We can make that the outro of the thing.
No.
Can you find whatever song she's talking about and do that as the outro?
Yeah, I'll sing it with you.
To Live Like You Were Dying, isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't know that song.
It's a very it gets right in there.
Right there.
Sing it as the outro. Don't feel shy. I was skydiving.
Oh, I do know that song.
Rocky Mountain Climbing.
Oh, that's so shit, that song. That's like,
it makes you want to do everything and anything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember hearing, I didn't know it was Tim McGraw. I remember that song.
Is it really Tim McGraw?
I think it is. I think it might be Tim McGraw.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or someone comparable.
Like that level.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. No, that's terrible.
I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. See,
no.
The fact that you know it, that's how you know it's a good
song. I know
it
because it's like playing in the like drugstore. When
because
I'm
it's
like,
a good song. Just like Musketeers.
I'm buying baby
everybody
oil.
Knows it.
It's terrible.
It's a classic.
You ever listen to like Brooks and Dunn? You know that song? Can you make the intro song? It'll be good. Hillbilly Deluxe.
Hillbilly Deluxe.
Yeah, trust me. It'll be a good intro song.
Well,
Hillbilly Deluxe.
Oh yeah.
I'm a little trepidatious about that one.
No, it's good.
You really wrote it down?
I did. I'm gonna forget it otherwise. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to. This is the Seinfeld-esque episode of The Cave of Solitude.
It's a episode about nothing?
It's great. I love these ones. They're fun.
It's about nothing and about everything.
Oh, I saw a picture the other day of Jerry Seinfeld at a basketball game with his daughter, and she was eating Junior Mints.
No way.
Yeah, it was
That's
awesome.
Classic. Mm. Do you guys want to do the outro to the show since you like the email address so much?
Oh, email caveofsolitude@outlook.com. .com. At Outlook.com. Hit me up on ICQ.
Leave us an iTunes review and also follow us on Facebook. Thank
you. Have
you
had any iTunes reviews?
I did. I have about 6.
Oh. How do you do that? I listen to a lot of podcasts. I've never left one.
You sign into your Apple account and you just leave
like,
a review.
Yeah, I really like this show.
Yeah.
Or you can search it, no?
No, you gotta.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you and Martin iTunes. Reviews.
Thank you. It helps get the show out there, more people to listen to it. But after this one with you guys and all the sad animal stories, I don't know if people are gonna want to listen.
This is gonna be your best episode.
It
might be because you got a good following,
and so does Daph. We're fucking magic.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back very soon, and we will be having footage from TCAP. Maybe we'll go around together and interview
since
you're not tabling.
No, no, that's what I want to do.
All right, awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back soon.
Man, what'd you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke. said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like